From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump says he has no doubt that he will prevail in a federal court case over his travel ban. Speaking at a joint news conference with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Washington Friday, Trump said new measures to ensure U.S. security are expected next week.
We will not allow people into our country who are looking to do harm to our people. We will allow lots of people into our country that will love our people and do good for our country. It's always going to be that way, at least during my administration, I can tell you that.
Trump's comments came one day after a San Francisco-based U.S. appeals court refused to reinstate his temporary ban on travel to the U.S. by refugees and residents of seven mostly Muslim countries in the name of national security. At that same news conference, Japan's Prime Minister Abe said the United States and his country have strong mutual interests in the Asia-Pacific region, including North Korea and China's recent moves in the South China Sea. The Japanese Prime Minister said that his deputy and Vice President Mike Pence would be meeting to create a new framework for dialogue on economic issues. He said the mutually beneficial economic relations have been built by Japan and the United States. With President Trump taking on the leadership, I am sure that major investments will be made. One of President Trump's first moves in office was to cancel U.S. participation in the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. President Trump's selection for Health Secretary was officially sworn in Friday at the White House by Vice President Mike Pence. Former Georgia Congressman Tom Price took the oath of office just hours after the U.S. Senate voted 52-47 to approve his nomination. Pence called Price uniquely qualified to take over the Department of Health and Human Services. Price is an orthopedic surgeon and a staunch opponent of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. President Trump and congressional Republicans have promised to repeal and replace the law, which provided 20 million Americans with health insurance. The United Nations Refugee Agency said Friday that tens of thousands of people have been displaced amid the latest escalation of fighting along Yemen's western coastline. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler said 34,000 people fled their homes after fierce fighting erupted in the port towns of Mocha and Dubab on the Red Sea. The majority of the displaced, he said, are headed to the outskirts of the war-torn city of Taiz.
Some 28,000 have been displaced within Taiz governorate, while another 2,600 individuals have fled to the neighboring governorate of Al-Hodeidah. A few have also been displaced to Lash and Ib governorates.
Meanwhile, the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights described the situation for civilians in Yemen as intolerable. Spokesman Rupert Colville said there are credible reports indicating that Houthi-affiliated snipers had shot at families attempting to leave their homes in Houthi-controlled areas. The war began in 2014 when Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies swept down from the north and captured the capital city, Sana'a. A Saudi-led military coalition has been helping government forces battle the rebels for nearly 2 years. The United States is downplaying the severity of what's being called a close encounter between U.S. and Chinese military aircraft over the South China Sea. According to U.S. officials, a Chinese KJ-200 early warning aircraft passed about 200 meters in front of a U.S. Navy P-3 plane on a routine mission in international airspace. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis described the incident as a one-off and said there was no indication it was intentional. Both planes were in normal radio contact following the incident, and Davis described the communications as professional. Stocks finished the day higher on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing up. European markets closed mixed, while Asian markets finished Friday's trading higher. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.